Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our National Business Solutions Training Call. This morning is Monday, January 20th, 2020. This is Mike Riches hosting the call here from the Dallas, Texas area. I want to first and foremost wish everyone a very happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. We are excited to celebrate this holiday and want to thank you for taking some time out of your schedule to join this call today. We have got a phenomenal, a powerful call lined up for you. We are joined by none other than $200,000 ring earner, Mr. Jim Tanner from Boston, Massachusetts, who's joined the call this morning. He's going to be our keynote speaker and our trainer, and I am so excited to hear from him. We'll get to him in just a few minutes. I want to cover just a couple of quick announcements with you. I spent the day in Ada, Oklahoma on Friday, up at the Legal Shield corporate office last Friday, and just had an incredible time. I've actually attended a couple of different meetings there. The first meeting I attended kind of by default. I rode up there with Brian and Abby Parker, who are $300,000 ring earners from the Dallas, Texas area, and they had asked to go in and provide breakfast for the business solutions staff, which is about 130 people. But they went in and they provided breakfast and they took a few minutes and spoke at their staff meeting. And I got to be just a little bit of a part of that and contributed a little bit to the breakfast and spoke for a couple minutes at the staff meeting. But really, it was their idea. I thought it was a phenomenal idea. But being there at that staff meeting really was eye-opening. Now, I've been doing this for 17 and a half years, and I've always felt like the home office cares about us. They are there. They're our backbone of support. But it was eye-opening to see that at a different level when they really got into all of the metrics and the numbers and the improvements that they're making on the corporate side. And that was kind of one of the purposes of that meeting, was to review that for all those corporate staff members. And then they did a ton of recognition as well, and you know, recognized people for their performance on the phones and just, again, kind of behind the scenes. But it gave me a ton of confidence walking away from that. And again, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, and I knew that they were good. It's not like that was surprising in any way, but it gave me a ton of confidence walking away that when we sell a membership, and that's really our job, right? I mean, we're going into companies, we're meeting with decision makers, we're getting the benefit approved. There is a process to that. There's prospecting and getting leads and all of that. But at the end of the day, what we're doing is we're selling. I mean, we're out there meeting with groups of employees or individuals, and we're signing them up on these plans. And it gave me a ton of confidence that when we do that, we're not walking away from that sale, because obviously, our retention is on the line as well. We want to maintain and even foster those relationships with groups, and we want to, you know, reservice accounts and all of that. But from the service side, you know, when someone has a legal question, they don't call you and me. And if they do, we just direct them to the provider law firm. When they become a victim of identity theft, you and I don't step in and try to restore their identity. And we've got licensed investigators that are going to do that. When it comes to billing and all of those things, that's, again, a lot of what Business Solutions is involved in. We're not billing the companies. We're not collecting payments. Now, if we have an issue, we might be a part of that, and we want to be a part of those types of things. But that's not our job. Our job is pretty simple. We're selling the plan. And I've walked away with so much confidence that all those back-end processes are not only in place and not only going well, but they're looking for every possible way to improve those back-end processes. And they're looking for every way to get better. And that just, again, that's a company that's been around for 48 years, and they're looking at everything, saying, what can we do? What can we improve? And one of the comments that the vice president of Business Solutions, her name is Mandy Simmons, she's spoken on this call. She's a great asset to the company. She's fantastic. But one of the comments that she made in that meeting was, if you got an idea, if you see something that you think can be improved, bring it here. We're open to that. We're not just open for that. We're looking for that. And And it just was so impressive. And then of course the culture you know, just the feeling in the room. People are so positive, and I got to stand up again for a couple of minutes, and Brian and Abby spoke for longer than I did, but we, on behalf of the field, just expressed our appreciation and our gratitude for everything that they do, and it was really just an uplifting experience. And then they came in and got breakfast, and it was great. We want to do something like that on a regular basis, so stay tuned, because we want to open that up and have other folks be able to be involved in those types of things. And I know many of you have had interactions with home office staff where you walk away thinking, you know, they did a fantastic job. And we want to put in place some ways to recognize those types of folks when they excel, when they go above and beyond. And again, we're just very, very grateful for all that they do. And that was a pretty neat experience. My actual purpose for being up there, that was just, again, kind of a bonus that I got to go be a part of that morning. But my actual purpose for being up there was a meeting where we talked about ways that we could improve business solutions. It was with top company executives, and it was just a phenomenal meeting. And I got to tell you, we're not at the point where all the content of that can be released just yet, but I can just tell you this, the company is more open right now than I think ever before to finding ways to not only improve their back-end processes, and I talked about that, but to make things better for the field. And they're very focused on that. They're very focused on how can we make this a better landscape for every selling associate, and this meeting was specifically about business solutions. So you and I that are out there, again, meeting with companies, and we're opening groups, and, you know, they put in place some new bonuses and some things like that, which I think are fantastic, and I'm definitely excited about. We've got some folks that are winning prizes this month for opening groups, and every one of us ought to be focused on that. I'll talk about that here in just a second. But even, and not just even, but really from a much larger viewpoint and perspective, the company is very focused on how can we help our associates be more successful. And I don't want to say make our associates more successful, because obviously you and I play a role in that, and it's never going to be a situation where we just sit back and they make us successful. But how can they make the landscape better? How can they improve the landscape to help improve our success? And that's what that meeting was about, was them pitching some ideas and us going through and giving our feedback and our thoughts. And I've mentioned that, mentioned that many times, where I'm so impressed that they're doing that, because really for years and years and years, it was kind of more of a trial and error. They would hatch up an idea and then roll it out, and then it kind of worked or it didn't work. And they've never been this collaborative before, where they really want feedback and they want to make sure that they're doing the right thing, and we're able to provide feedback, and it's really, that's a very healthy system in my opinion. But I can just tell you that it's exciting, and the best thing that you and I can be doing right now in business solutions is prospecting like crazy, opening more groups. You want to be producing at all-time levels. I'm telling you, doing that right now will have a great payoff this year. So what are your goals for this year? What are your prospecting goals? How are they going for January? You know, we're two-thirds way through the month right now. How are your goals looking for January? Is it time to double down? Is it time to really increase and double and even triple our prospecting efforts this week and next? Because I'm telling you, now is the time to plant your flag. This is it, guys. We are at a turning point in the history of this company. And you'll either be a participant, an active participant, or you'll be a bystander. You'll either be on the field playing, or you'll be in the crowd watching. And that's totally up to you. And you can choose to do either one. 5 years from now, you can look back and say, LegalShield was the opportunity that totally changed your life, Or you can look back and say, yeah, that Legal Shield company that exploded, I was in that. I was part of that. I didn't do a whole lot with it, but I was part of it. Yeah, I mean, that choice is totally up to you. But I am telling you, and I'm telling you can take this to heart. We're at a turning point here, folks. We're at a turning point where this company is poised and positioned for massive growth, especially in this area of business solutions. And I'm so excited for it. In all fairness, though, I excite pretty easily, right? I like to say I'm excited, and I've said that probably on most calls throughout 17 and a half years. But I hope that you can feel my genuine and authentic anticipation and indeed excitement for where we stand right now at this moment and where we're going, because it's real, it's genuine, and I hope that you take that invitation seriously to double down, triple down on our prospecting efforts. Let's make this thing happen for you in your business. I mentioned a couple of promotions, and I just want to recap those. Remember, they did roll out the new bonus structure, and you can find that on LS Engage under Resources and then Incentives Business Solutions. It's right up at the top, and you can find the sheet there for the bonuses in 2020. Those bonuses are dependent on your ranking where you ended up in 2019. So they've got the three different kind of tiers there, the three different categories, Ruby, Sapphire, and Emerald. And the bonuses are big no matter what level you're at. So if you're brand new and you're a Ruby, you've got the chance to go out and earn over $60,000 in bonus income. In bonus income. That's pretty darn special. And so take a look at that. If you're Sapphire, that opportunity is even greater. If you're Emerald, meaning that you closed the year in the top 100 last year, then your opportunity is over $100,000 in bonus money. You know, I was riding with Brian Parker, and he said that for last year, 2019, they earned over $100,000 in bonus money. I mean, that's pretty dang cool. Now, they killed it. I mean, they went out there, and they worked hard, and they formed partnerships and got referrals and all the things that we talk about. They did, and they did well, but that's not bad. I mean, $100,000 a year is good income. That's more than most Americans will make, period. But that's not their income. That's their bonus income. That was above and beyond the hundreds of thousands of dollars in commissions that they earned. So that was kind of a cool comment. It's kind of an oh, and by the way, but that is real. Check it out. Strategize for it. They've raised the what I call the floor on that a little bit. So in years past, you started getting kind of those smaller bonuses a little bit sooner. That they raised the floor, and that was actually one of our suggestions. Is I don't know that you notice as much when it's a $100 bonus, but let's get more money in those higher levels. So, you know, because you do notice when it's a $2,000 bonus, and you do notice when it's a $5,000 bonus, and so there's some of that in that structure that you can take a look at. The other promotion that they announced back at the beginning of this month had to do with new groups open, and this is a month that you want to be opening new groups. We are right now just under 100 new groups for the company. I'm looking at the most recent update. We're just under 100 new groups for the company. If the company, company-wide, if the whole sales force gets to 160, that's when they're going to start some cash drawings. I absolutely believe that that will happen. I think that we'll actually hit the 200 mark, which is when those cash drawings get even bigger. So there's going to be some people that win some pretty serious cash, anywhere from $2,000 to $10,000. It's all based on drawing, and the more groups you open, the more times your name is in that drawing. They gave away some AirPods last week. They had a couple of winners of those AirPods. They're going to continue to do prizes. In fact, they've got iPads, I think, going to be given away this week. They've got some TVs going to be given away next week. So they're wanting to kind of create some momentum here, and as well they should. I'm excited for all the folks that are winning those prizes and that will win those cash prizes. Of course, the big the real winners is everyone that opens a group, right? You go open a new group, and that becomes an asset for you that can throw off money long term. You can buy your own AirPods, even if you don't win in the drawing. So take a look at that. Make sure, again, that we're doubling and tripling our prospecting efforts to get those new groups open ASAP. I want to just one last announcement. I want to make sure that you are aware of a special webinar coming up on Tuesday, February 4th. That's with Miss Abby Parker. She's going to be talking about who I've been talking about this morning, Abby and Brian. Again, $300,000 ring earners from Texas here. But she's going to be talking about on that webinar the personality types that you encounter specifically in a decision-maker meeting, although I think that this training is applicable on a lot of different levels and a lot of different areas of our business. But those DM meetings, how do you recognize someone that just wants to get down to business? How do you recognize someone who wants to talk a little bit more about themselves? How do you recognize, different personality types, and then shape your message to best fit that personality? And she does an incredible training on that. Definitely want to check that out on February 4th. Many of you have already registered for those webinar series, and you should be getting some reminders starting this week. If you have not yet registered for that, definitely do so at www.solutionswebinar.com, solutionswebinar.com. That's also in our back office. It should be on our events page as well. I'll check that out here in a minute. But again, that's a special opportunity. I know it's not for a couple of weeks, but I just want to make sure that's on your radar. Tuesday, February 4th, I don't think I gave you the time yet. It's at 4 p.m. Central Time, and it's a live webinar, so you definitely want to check it out live, 4 p.m. Central Time on Tuesday, February 4th. I'm going to be coming back at the end of the call and giving you some tips on supplies that you can use during your enrollments. I know Mr. Markrich has talked about last week supplies that you can use during a DM meeting. I'm going to review some of the supplies that you want to use during your enrollment presentations when you're meeting with employees. But I am so excited this morning for our keynote speaker and trainer, someone who needs no introduction, but I'm privileged and pleased and honored to be able to introduce him. He is a $200,000 ring earner from Boston, Massachusetts. Beyond that and beyond the success that he's achieved in this incredible business, Jim Tanner is a friend to all aspects of this business. I've never met someone who embraces more the different aspects of this business, including business solutions, including networking and building a team. He embraces everything because he sees the opportunity at Legal Shield as an opportunity that can benefit so many different people in so many different ways. And I've just really appreciated that about him. He has got an incredible mind. And you'll hear that this morning. You always do. We always do when we have the chance to be able to listen to him. He's got an incredible mind and an incredible perspective. And I am personally so grateful for his leadership. That's not lip service. That's not just because he's on the call. I would tell you that on any phone call, any day, how grateful I am for leaders like Mr. Jim Tanner, and specifically Mr. Jim Tanner, because I would argue there's nobody quite like him. He is absolutely a strength to our organization and to our company, and an incredible asset to each of us in our business. When he speaks, you want to be taking some notes, because he's going to drop some nuggets that can absolutely be life-changing for you. With that, Mr. Jim Tanner, thank you so much for joining us this morning. As always, it is a pleasure to be able to hear from you, and I'll turn the call over to you.
Mr. Riches, good morning. Thank you so much. I am honored and appreciative of that introduction, and I am excited to be here with all of our team this Monday morning. I love our Monday morning call because it really sets the tone for the week. And it certainly gives us a moment to reflect on where we are on the month and to reflect on where we want to finish on the month. And I loved everything you said so far. I'm going to talk about some things this morning that I believe will really really just kind of reinforce and support what everyone's already heard from Mr. Mike Riches this morning. But I just want to mention something. I don't believe in chance, luck, or things just, you know, kind of being out of rhythm for any particular reason. I believe that things are very purposeful. And I was originally asked to speak last Monday. We had to make some changes to make availability for our guest speaker last week. So I'm coming to you this morning on Martin Luther King Day, and the day that we honor Dr. King here on a Monday morning. And that's meaningful to me because on my wall here in my office is a quote from Dr. Martin Luther King. It says, "Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others?" And that wasn't always on my wall. Now, I started to build a Legal Shield business with the most urgent question of what can I do for me, because I was working a full-time job and a part-time job and making $400 a week combined from all of that work, and I was running out of time that I could sell my services and sell my time to employers. I was just running out because you still have to eat, sleep, and get between those jobs, and I was out of ideas on how to make more money. And at the right time in my life, this business came into my life and allowed me in my spare time to start a business that, as you heard, has already, you know, paid us, you know, well over $1 million in income and allowed me to get back my time. But I didn't really achieve the success that you've heard about attached to my name until my wife, Dr. Danielle Russo, attended our Legal Shield International convention with me. We weren't yet married. I was operating my business, and I wanted her to see the whole story in the big picture, and mostly I wanted her to be my travel companion for the convention, which happened to be in Las Vegas, and it made it a lot easier for her to say yes. And although I was making income with my Legal Shield business at the time, I wasn't having nearly the success that I've had since. And the difference was when my wife, who is she was working on her PhD at the time in criminology, she was working with women in the prison system, and she saw what we do and the service that we could provide with our Legal Shield and ID Shield memberships, and furthermore, the service we could provide by sharing the opportunity with others. She helped me to switch in my mind from focusing on the transactional nature of signing up a member and earning a commission for that. She helped me switch it to a focus on service. And so in honor of Dr. King and because of also my wife's relentless focus on making this a business of service, we've had incredible success. So I want to kind of restart with that quote because it's here on the wall. It's in front of me at all times. When I'm on the phone with someone I'm talking to about the membership or the opportunity, when I'm working with my team, it is there where I can see it. Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? And one of the ways that I found that I can serve others is to analyze the success that I've had in my business and analyze what I have observed as successful activities and procedures by other people in our business and to be able to break that down in a way that we can communicate it simply. And so this morning I'm going to share with you my super-duper secret formula for success in building a Legal Shield business. And I hope you have a paper and pen because you're going to want to write down the formula. And if you're driving or someplace where it wouldn't be safe for you to be writing, you can always listen to this on the replay later. But here's my super secret formula for success. I'm going to give you the formula, and I'm going to break it down and explain to you how it goes together. Just like any good formula, it becomes a recipe, and I'm going to break it down and give you everything you need to know about how to apply this formula to your business. The first component that goes into my super secret formula for success is imagination. When you take imagination, then you add to it determination, the sum of imagination plus determination, that equals action. And action, repeated daily, creates momentum, and momentum creates massive results. So let's break down the formula. The formula is imagination plus determination equals action, and then make sure you write underneath there that action repeated daily creates momentum, and momentum creates massive results. So here's the formula. First, let's start with imagination. Dreaming, picturing an alternative version of future events. You know, in our business, it is possible to follow our proven success system and build a six-figure residual income in a few short years and earn a six-figure income while you're building that book of business that'll pay you a six-figure residual income. It's possible. And not only is it possible, but we can constantly point to the people that have achieved these results, Mr. Scott Brooks, Adam Thompson, Renee McKnight, Linda Pitt, Kim Ferris, Melanie Davis, Mike Riches, Mark Riches, and so many others. And the danger of making a list is you leave people off. Well, the list is vast of people that are earning incredible incomes and building incredible residual incomes. And I just picked a handful of people that have already built this type of business that is possible with Legal Shield. It's possible, by the way, to travel the world and have Legal Shield pay for it. So when you think about dreaming, you know, can you dream about and have the imagination to support picturing your life with a six-figure income and building a six-figure residual income? Can you picture, in your imagination, traveling the world and having Legal Shield pay for it? Well, I've had that experience. Legal Shield has sent my family to Cancun, where we went to Moon Palace and celebrated my daughter's first birthday there. And that was meaningful to me because I grew up in Rutland, Vermont, and I saw the world through magazines, books, and television. You know, I went on an airplane for the first time in my 20s, got my passport in my 30s, but my daughter has had a completely different reality because of this business. Her reality is totally different. She flew on an airplane at least 24 times before we lost count, before she was 2 years old. She had her passport, of course, because she turned one in Mexico at the Moon Palace Resort. We've been to Las Vegas. We celebrated her second birthday in Atlantis in the Bahamas on a Legal Shield trip. We've attended Universal Studios, and that trip, not only was the trip incredible with access to the park, but Universal Studios City Walk was shut down for Legal Shield associates to celebrate at that incredible Legal Shield event. We've been to Jamaica, Iceland, Cabo San Lucas, and we just got back from Disney World, a five-diamond AAA resort, the Yacht and Beach Club, where Legal Shield flew us in, put us up, and gave us passes to all the parks. It is possible, by the way, also to build a sales team, and that's something I've done. It's possible to build your own team of professional sellers and earn a six-figure override income, like a real estate broker earns an override on agents, or an insurance broker earns an override on their agents. We have the same opportunity here. You can earn an override on your team sales, and all the while having that team also build a massive residual book of business. And I've been able to assemble a team that's allowed my family to earn a six-figure override income for years, all the while adding thousands of paying Legal Shield members to my residual book of business. And it's possible to create a financial legacy, and I'll just define legacy, but because your book of business is willable to your estate, and because you can build a sales team that continues to add more paying members to that book of business even after you die, you can create generational wealth with a Legal Shield business. And my team has continued to exponentially grow, and every year there's more associates adding more new members to the books. In all 50 states and in Canada, we have a growing business that will benefit my family for generations to come. And I was able to imagine and visualize that when I watched as Wilburn Smith, who passed away, he was one of our mentors early on, passed away leaving a multi-million dollar annual income and estate to his family. And that estate continues to grow because we're all part of that organization. And every time one of us signs on a new paying member, it benefits his family, even though he passed away years ago. All of this is possible, but most people lack the ability to imagine, to dream, and to picture an alternate future. And I just like to remind everybody that imagination is a muscle. You have to use it or it'll atrophy from neglect. So before I go any further in the formula, I just want to talk about imagining these things, because often, especially when new people join our Legal Shield success team, we have captured their imagination momentarily. And they can see the potential of our business. But imagination and dreaming and setting goals is something that has to continuously be a part of our daily behaviors. See, how do we start to dream again, especially if we're adults? Some of us in our 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, some of us have had the ability to dream snuffed out, and we certainly have neglected to exercise that muscle. But it's possible to start to practice dream building again. You can make a vision board and put it where you'll see it. Perhaps your vision board has like my early boards had cars that were better than the car I had at the time, a car that was more reliable, that would start every day regardless of the weather. Perhaps it's a better home or schools for your children to go to. Perhaps it's those vacations, walking the beaches of the world with Legal Shield. Giving yourself permission to dream and to stop trying to protect yourself from disappointment by lowering your expectations for the present and for your future. And I think that is worthy of acknowledging that we often will protect ourselves from a perceived disappointment by just not having high expectations, by not dreaming, by not having an imagination. Les Brown says, no one rises to low expectations. The next part of the formula besides imagination is determination. And determination to me is finishing what you start even if the circumstances change. If life gets in the way, if priorities are forced to be reorganized, as happens to every single one of us. People get sick, things change, but determination is finishing what you started, regardless of those changing circumstances. Zig Ziglar says, I believe success is achieved by ordinary people with extraordinary determination. So take the results you're creating with your imagination and apply determination to them. Write out what you want and speak it in the present tense as an affirmation. And this is something that if you've never done it before can feel a little strange and uncomfortable. And I recommend that, yes, because it's important, it must be done out loud. You start by doing it alone in a room and you'll become more comfortable doing it around your family and others later. But just simple affirmations that you can use on a daily basis. I am earning $100,000 per year with my Legal Shield business. I am earning $100,000 per year in residual income with my Legal Shield business. I am traveling the world for free with my Legal Shield business. And again, the formula, imagination plus determination equals action. And if you aren't taking action every day in your business, it isn't because you don't know what to do. And I know that because of our incredible success system training. Between our online training series, the ongoing webinars, field training with successful individuals, we all know what to do. But somewhere the formula is broken. Because if we know what to do and we're not doing it, maybe it's you just can't imagine your results. Einstein says this about imagination. And I think it's an important observation that there's so many quotes from Albert Einstein about imagination. Well, here's just a couple. Imagination is more important than knowledge. Logic will take you from A to B, and imagination will take you everywhere. Einstein also says the true sign of intelligence is not knowledge, but imagination. He also says imagination is everything. It's the preview of life's coming attractions. So take a look at where you are. Are you in daily activity? And if not, how do you feel about the future version of your life? Can you imagine a future where you are having tremendous success? Or maybe you can imagine your results, but you lack determination to see them through. And listen, you can work on your determination, your grit, your belief in yourself. Ogmandino says, failure will never overtake me if my determination to succeed is strong enough. And by the way, I also think, although I use the word determination in my formula, because I really like that word, it could also be called courage. And Vincent van Gogh says, what would life be if we had no courage to attempt anything? Mark Twain says, courage is resistance to fear, mastery of fear, not absence of fear. So what does action look like in our business? Because some of you are listening to this and you're saying, well, you know, I have a strong imagination, I have great dreams, I have powerful goals written out in vision boards on my walls, and I am determined. I have grit. I believe in myself, and I believe that I can do this business. How do I know if I'm doing the actions on a daily basis that will affect my business? And again, I can refer you to the training because we have such robust training, but let's just talk about it for a moment. What does action look like in our Legal Shield businesses? And there's so many different ways you can build a successful Legal Shield business to reach the results that you desire. But there are some things that are common, and let me just talk about a couple of those. Number one, adding prospects to your list every single day. So whether you're focused, like this morning's conversation about business solution, you're focused on individual membership sales, you're focused on using the app to promote the Legal Shield membership, However you are building your business, you have to add prospects to your list every day. And you can use Reference USA and Google and LinkedIn. You, of course, can continue to build your warm market list, go to networking events, ask for referrals. But every day, the successful people in our Legal Shield business are adding prospects to their list. They're not putting it off as an activity to do someday. They're not making excuses or creating reasons in their mind why it's not important. But every day, they're adding people to their list. And they're not prejudging the people on that list. They're sorting for certain, but they're not judging people based on whether or not they would be interested, because the most successful Legal Shield associates understand imagination, because they can imagine that not only would their prospect be interested in having this service, be interested in offering it to their employees as a voluntary benefit, be interested in joining the sales team and joining the mission of equal access to the justice system. Through their imagination, they can imagine all of those positive results, but also they understand that we don't know who those people know, and the power of referrals in our business is incredible. The exponential effect, the network effect of being referred by someone you know to the people they know can be revolutionary to your business. But every day you must be adding prospects to the list. And every day we must be setting appointments with those prospects. Because people on a list is really not as valuable as people on a list that we're in contact with, scheduling appointments with, and even following up with people that we've already met with. And of course, activity in our business is doing presentations. And again, whether that is having a cup of coffee with a friend and doing a membership presentation so they can protect themselves and their family with Legal Shield and ID Shield. Maybe that's sitting down with the decision maker at a company, the HR manager, the business owner, the benefits administrator, helping them to understand the power of offering Legal Shield and ID Shield as part of their benefits package. Perhaps it's the actual enrollment itself, the fun part, right, where we're in front of the employees of that group and they're learning about their exciting new benefit that not only do they get to get access to that day, but can solve problems that have already been weighing on their mind and on their heart. Because we know that when we do these enrollments, that at least half of the people have experienced or are in the middle of legal issues that Legal Shield could help. We know that people in the room have had identity theft land at their front door and at their feet, and at the feet of people they love. They know the power of these services once they understand that the services exist. And that feeling of satisfaction and relaxation on their faces when they realize that it's something they can afford and to bring home to their families. See, once you begin to feel the power of action, it becomes a powerful, positive addiction. And when you start to get into daily action, doing these positive things, adding to your prospect list, setting appointments, doing presentations, following up, once you begin that, it feels so good that you continue to do it to reinforce that good feeling. Henry Ford says you can't build a reputation on what you're going to do. And what he's really talking about is the activity. John Maxwell says you'll never change your life until you change something you do daily. The secret of your success is found in your daily routine. So when you start to string together positive activity daily, you can feel the shift under your feet. And that is the beginning of something every winning organization needs. Whether it's Legal Shield, a sports team, or anything else, that activity leads to that most important thing, which is momentum. And again, John C. Maxwell says, momentum solves 80% of your problems. Tony Robbins says, people who succeed have momentum. The more they succeed, the more they want to succeed, and the more they find a way to succeed. Rishank Jhaver, author of Champions Handbook, says we often are creatures of momentum. So, final piece. Momentum creates massive results. Once you see results, it becomes a positive addiction. Gandhi says you may never know what results come of your actions, but if you do nothing, there will be no results. So let me close with this, because I don't want to take any more time than I've already taken, but I want you to understand what you are a part of. I want to unlock your imagination to dream again and to desire an outcome in the present and in the future that's vastly different than the situations you would have otherwise. That understanding that knowing what you want and being focused on it and having the determination and the courage to go after what you want creates the environment, the positive environment for daily activity. And those daily activities create momentum. See, it's not a mystery. I call it a super secret formula, but it's actually very easy to see. The difference is, and why so many people miss it, is because we focus mostly on the result. We often are celebrating the people who've achieved great things, opened the most groups, written the most memberships. We often focus on the people who've made the most money and became Millionaire Club members. And those are the results. Those are what happens when imagination is the – those are the things that happen, but what it starts with imagination is what I'm trying to say. So all of those end results, all of those indicators of success come later, but it all starts with imagining that result. So my question and challenge to you this morning is, with all of this incredible Legal Shield opportunity and business at your feet, with the potential to build a multi-million-dollar Legal Shield business, with the potential of earning a six-figure bonus in business solutions, with the potential of serving your community, your friends, people, business owners and their employees and their families, with the ability to serve at such a high level by making equal access to the justice system a reality for the people whose lives you touch, by paying forward the opportunity that was shared with you, by sharing it with somebody else, letting other folks know that there's an opportunity to build a Legal Shield business, part-time, spare time, or as a full-time career. With all of that laying at your feet, can you imagine a different outcome? And are you determined to go after that outcome? Because from that will become your daily actions. Mr. Riches, I am so excited for the finish of the month of January, the year 2020, and the decade that this is launching. And I had made a proclamation to Jeff Bell, the CEO of Legal Shield, several times over the last years, and I reaffirmed it recently, which is this: I will continue to recruit and expose people to the Legal Shield opportunity, because I believe that is a way that I can serve communities, because I am so impressed with what people do with this opportunity when they seize it, when they do the daily activities, when they go out there and they share Legal Shield and Harlan Stone Cypher's story. I love what we do so much, and I could spend another hour telling you all of the reasons why, but I won't do that today. I'll just say this: what we do matters and is important. What you do today is noble. So do it with your chest out, chin up, shoulders back, because you are a Legal Shield independent associate, and we are changing the world. Thank you, Mr. Riches.
Wow. Mr. Tanner, thank you so much for sharing that. Enlightened. That's the best word that I can think of. It was enlightening what you shared, and absolutely empowering. So true. I just love what you shared about imagination and how that is such a driving force. And you're right. You mentioned Einstein, but frankly, intelligent people throughout history have seen and harnessed the power of positive thinking and of thought and of obviously imagination is all of that is one driving force. And so thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing the winning formula. I just could not agree more with everything that you said. And as you were talking, I mean, this is just maybe in my new role as kind of overseeing training for Legal Shield Business Solutions, I was thinking, man, this is such a great training. This is such great stuff. And I thought, I am so grateful that our team has the opportunity to plug into trainings like this. And so thank you for your leadership and for preparing today and for sharing that in such an incredible way and an excellent delivery. We really do appreciate all that you do. Before we close here, folks, I just wanted to take a few minutes and share with you kind of in follow-up, and I mentioned this earlier, but last week, Mr. Mark Riches talked about the supplies that you could bring in to a decision-maker meeting, and I wanted to follow that up today by discussing and just giving you a real quick overview of five things that you can use in an enrollment presentation. Now, some of you, I realize, have been doing enrollments for a long time. You've got your favorite supplies. You've got things that you are using and ordering, and that's totally fine. I mean, I'm not trying to rearrange anything for you this morning, but I do know that we have a lot of new associates, and frankly, I also know that where we are today as a company, this is something that can be a little overwhelming. I mean, just to be transparent, to learn where everything is and where you go to find things. And, you know, I was talking about that the other day. I don't remember who I was talking with, but when I first started, I know who it was with. It was with Thomas Owens. He's a six-figure ring earner out of Kansas that's been around for longer than I have. And I was telling him, you know, when I first started, we had one brochure, we had one membership form, and that was it. So there wasn't really a question of what you needed to order, because it was, there were only two things that you could have. Now, we did have will questionnaires, and we did have car decals and things like that as well that I'll talk about. But when it comes to, you know, which brochure am I going to use and stuff like that, I mean, there wasn't really a question, because there was one brochure. It was the legal plan brochure. And that's what you used. Or you just didn't have a brochure because you forgot. I mean, those, I guess that was the option B. Today, because of the growth that we've had and because of our expansion and because of the natural progression of things, we do have different product offerings. We do have different solutions that you can bring into a company. I mean, identity theft obviously doubled the number of brochures that we could offer, but then you had different, you know, in the past 10 years, we've had groups that offer different plans. We've got some groups with a three bureau identity theft option, some with one, you know, some with that have more legacy options. So it has become, in all transparency, a little bit overwhelming to know exactly what you need to order and exactly what you need to use. So I want to make that real simple. I'm going to give you five things this morning, and you might want to grab a pen and just write these down. The first is from LS Engage. And frankly, this, where I'm going to show you, might be the most confusing area, if I'm just being honest, because there are so many different things that are here. And it's easy to get lost. So I want to walk you through exactly where to go to find what I'm about to tell you. If I was to do an enrollment today, if I had a company that said, I want you to come in today, and I did not have time to order supplies, then my go-to piece would be I would download a membership form. And you can do that by just putting that in the search bar on LS Engage. When you go to lsengage.com, and click on resources, there's a search bar, and I would download that form and have it professionally printed. The flyer that I would use is on LS Engage under resources, and I would scroll down to Business Solutions Group Enrollment. Let me give you that one more time. That's the category, Business Solutions Group Enrollment. And I would expand that, and then I would go down to the interactive flyers, and there's a lot of them. I'm going to tell you the exact one that I would use. It says B2B $18.95 legal plan with ID Shield group interactive flyer. You have to scroll down a little bit to get there, but it's called B2B $18.95 legal plan, and I'm assuming there that I'm offering the $18.95. If you were opening a group with like the $23.95, you'd need to find that one. But I personally, I would probably be using the $18.95. That's what I'm opening all new groups with myself. That's just my personal opinion on it. But $18.95 legal plan with ID Shield group interactive flyer, and if you click on that link, it'll let you put information in. Personalize, customize that flyer for whatever group you're working, the pricing and everything like that. But that is a one-page document that covers both the legal and the identity theft. And it's a nice piece, and I've done enrollments with it. It works really well. If I did not have time to order anything and I needed to get supplies printed, now I would not print those on an inkjet or I mean, frankly, I don't even know that I would print them on my color laser printer that I've got. I would still take that to the UPS store or Kinko's and have them professionally printed on the thickest paper that they have, just for optics. And that would cost me about 50 cents each. If I was going to, you know, meet with 100 people, that would cost me $50. but I know that in a group of 100 people, I've got the potential to make about $20,000. And so I would not hesitate to spend $50 to pick up, even if I didn't do the best enrollment presentation and I only made $5,000. I mean, that would be a pretty poor enrollment presentation based on our standards. Spending $50 to pick up $5,000 is still a pretty good return on that investment. So I would have those professionally printed. I would make them look as nice as they possibly could. The thickest, glossiest paper that they've got is what I would have them printed on. I would double and triple check just to make sure all the amounts are perfect. I would put I would break that down to the smallest amount possible. But again, those interactive flyers, one thing that's nice about them, you list the amounts. Now, the problem with that is it does leave room for error, which is why I would double and triple check that. But you list the amount. So if it's a group that's paid weekly, don't put the monthly amount. That's a bigger number. Put the weekly amount. That's a smaller number, hence an easier decision. Even though it's the same amount, I mean, $437 a week is the same as $1,895 a month. I mean, if you take $437 times 52 and you take $1,895 times 12, you get the same number, within a couple cents, I think. But that's the same amount, but it looks better. And so, again, I would want to work with the optics and everything like that. That's what I would do if I had to go into an enrollment meeting today and I did not have time to order supplies. If I had a week or more and I could order some supplies, let me tell you where I would go. And this is, so item number one, I told you I was going to give you five things. One was that interactive flyer on LS Engage. The other four are on thelegalshieldstore.com. Thelegalshieldstore.com. I would go to thelegalshieldstore.com. And when I got there, I would click on Use Marketing Dollars for two reasons. Number one, I've got marketing dollars, and you accrue marketing dollars the more you sell. And basically, that's just free supplies. So some of you have marketing dollars right now you don't even know that you have. So I like to use those marketing dollars. They do expire. And so, it's kind of use them or lose them. So I would use my marketing dollars. The second reason that I would click on that is because it's an easy way to find the four things that I'm looking for here. So they're all on page one when you click on Use Marketing Dollars. Now this, thelegalshieldstore.com, that's a third-party vendor for Legal Shield, and they do all kinds of stuff. They have business cards. They have logo wear. But I've got some really nice Nike polos that I wear that have the Legal Shield brand. Those are really nice when you're going into kind of more of a casual enrollment, like a blue-collar workforce, where you don't want to show up in a three-piece suit because they'll just look at you like, who is this guy? I love those Nike polos, and that's just the ones that I prefer. But there's all kinds of logo wear, sweaters and dress shirts and all kinds of stuff that are all Legal Shield branded on there. But when you click on Use Marketing Dollars, those are the materials that are client-facing that you can use your marketing dollars with, or for, I should say. And let me share with you four things on this page here when you click on Use Marketing Dollars that I would order for an enrollment. The first is that Legal Shield brochure. It's a trifold brochure that goes over the legal plan. If you scroll down to the third row, there's an ID Shield brochure -B2B, and I would order some of those as well. So that's those two trifold brochures. Now, I mentioned that the interactive brochure that you can download and fill in yourself, and that I would go get professionally printed, I mentioned that those cover both plans on one page, which is fine. And frankly, some people prefer that. I kind of like having two separate brochures. And to me, it's all about, it's kind of breaking the ebb and flow of an enrollment. So when you're in front of a group of employees, one of your jobs is to keep their attention. And if you're talking for 10 to 15 minutes, understand that the average human attention span will not last that long. So you've got to do everything that you can to keep their attention. We call that breaking the ebb and flow. What that means is that the human mind ebbs and flows all the time. So they're focused on you, and then you say a word that makes them think about something else, and you lost them. And then they're focused on you again because they realize, I need to focus on this person, but then it kind of flows back. And so it's constantly ebbing and flowing. They're with you, they're not, they're with you, they're not. So a great presenter is doing things all the time that will bring attention back to them. And again, quote unquote, break that ebb and flow. Things like using humor, things like telling a story, things like pausing, things like raising the volume of their voice or lowering the volume of their voice. Things like their inflection and their pitch. I mean, there are all kinds of things that you can do to break the ebb and flow. Physically, this is one reason why I like two brochures. This is just my personal preference that I'm giving you here. But I like having a legal plan brochure, and then, you know, if I'm starting with legal, for example, I'll go through that brochure, and then I'll say, now, folks, and I'll pause, I need you to take out the second brochure. We're going to transition here, and I'll hold up the second brochure, and I'll start pointing to people, and I'll point to their second brochure. I need to take out the second brochure. This is your identity theft plan. Now, let's dive into this one. And I found that that physical process of closing one brochure and opening another brochure, number one, breaks the ebb and flow. Everyone is now refocused on what I'm saying. But it also helps kind of create a separation in their mind, right? Like a mental division between the two plans. And even though I'll often sell these as one combo plan, so, for example, a $33.90 monthly plan, and that covers both the legal and the identity theft, and I'll have most of the people that I sell to will buy both plans, I found that it's important to separate those two mentally, that they understand that it's two different things that you're talking about. And sometimes, because of the way that the mind ebbs and flows, you'll be talking about the legal plan, and then all of a sudden they kind of fade off, and then they come back, and now you're on the identity theft. And they're thinking, why is he talking about identity fraud, and why, you know, how can an attorney help? Or especially if you go in the reverse order, if you start with identity theft and then, you know, they kind of fade off and then they come back and you're talking about getting a will done, and they're thinking, what does this have to do with identity theft? So I've just found that two brochures, I like it. To me, it helps kind of segment that in a way that's healthy for them to follow. The other three are very simple. So the trifold brochures, the legal and the identity theft, that's the second thing I wanted to show you. The other three are real simple. The will questionnaire booklet, you'll see that on that page where you click on use marketing dollars. That's number three. Number four are those Legal Shield 3-inch window decals. And the fifth thing I wanted to show you are the branded BIC pens that you can find on there. All three of those you can order with your marketing dollars. So that's kind of nice. These are client-facing enrollment supplies. And what I would use those for, I would give a pen to everyone as soon as they come in. I don't want to wait till the end because it can be kind of awkward. You know, nobody's writing, and then you say, oh, y'all don't have pens. Let me pass them out. I would give a pen to everyone. In fact, that's one of my little jokes that's not very funny. If I say, you know, the pen is yours to keep, we're being real generous with our little 35-cent BIC pens, you know, or whatever the cost is on them. But, you know, they'll kind of chuckle politely on that. But I will give those pens to everyone because I want a pen in their hand so that at the end of my presentation, when I say it's time to pick up your pen and start writing, they've got a pen to start writing with. The will questionnaire and the car decals I will typically give out to people who sign up. And the whole purpose there is to give them something tangible that they can take home, to give them something that makes this intangible service tangible. And so I'll use those as kind of a closing method, because one thing that my brother taught me is that you've got to kind of stall the close. You've got to be busy, not rushed, but busy doing things while people are signing up. Because if you're just standing there at the front of the room, people are looking at you saying, you know, why is he standing there, and they're not writing, and you're just kind of looking at them, hoping that they start writing, and it's that awkward silence, that awkward pause, and someone's going to break that awkward pause and say, can we just turn these in later? So part of avoiding that is that I just need to stay busy. So I'll walk them through the application. I'll tell them some things that they need to do. And then I'll go grab my will questionnaires and my car decals, and I'll just go around to people that are filling it out. And I'll say, ma'am, how many vehicles do you have? I've got three. Okay, let me give you three of these stickers. In fact, let me give you four just in case you get a new vehicle. And I have explained that these stickers are really good. You want to put them in your vehicle because if you get pulled over, it lets the officer know that you've got an attorney, and it won't necessarily guarantee that you won't get a ticket, but if it's close, sometimes it can make a difference. And I've gone through the will questionnaire, and this is what you need to fill out to complete your will. You can also do it on your app if you prefer, but I'm kind of old-fashioned, so I like the paper. Those are all the things that I said to kind of lead up to this. And so at the end, I'm busy. I'm going around passing those out. And if a guy raises his hand in the back of the room and says, I've got a question, I'll say, sir, I'll be right there with you. And then I'll turn to the next person, ma'am, how many vehicles do you have? And then I'll get back to that person in the back of the room, but then I can answer his question one-on-one. So if he says, can I turn this in later this week? Now it's not in front of the entire room where people stop writing, but it's just I'm handling that one-on-one with that individual. So those are the five things that I would recommend using in an enrollment. Again, thelegalshieldstore.com is where I went for most of those. You can definitely order those supplies on that site. You can also, there's tons of other stuff that you can find, and that's a good site. But I like those marketing dollars because that's something that you can use, and it really does lower the cost of doing business. Not that these are expensive anyway. I mean, they're all reasonably priced, but those marketing dollars can make a big difference as well. And I've gone over, I took a lot longer than 5 minutes there, so I apologize, but I did want to kind of slow that down. Again, I want to thank Mr. Jim Tanner for sharing this morning such an exceptional training. I hope that we can take that to heart on this all-important Martin Luther King Jr. Day, where we celebrate the ability to live in a place, in a country where we've got equal opportunity, where we've got the chance here to make a difference. And not only do we have that opportunity as Americans, as North Americans, because I would include our Canadian team in that as well, but we've got an opportunity here with Legal Shield to really make a difference, to build our own dream, to use our imagination and then see what we imagine become our reality. And I am so grateful for that. May we take that today and do something with it. May we use that in doubling and tripling our prospecting efforts. How many businesses will you add to your pipeline today? That's the question. Because without the answer to that question, all of the rest of this doesn't really matter. How many businesses are you going to add to your pipeline today? How many businesses are you going to add to your pipeline this week? I challenge you to get serious about that question and make the result count. God bless every one of you. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll talk to you all soon.